Indicted Philadelphia Congressman Shaka Fatah's trial got underway today. Back from the federal courthouse in Philadelphia, and joining me with the latest is WHYY's Aaron Mozell. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Dave.
Before we get to today's proceedings, take us back to what got us to this day.
Sure. So today's court date comes nearly a year after federal prosecutors first announced charges against Congressman Fatah and four associates, who the government referred to as Fatah's loyal subordinates. Those associates, real quickly, are Herbert Viderman, a former deputy mayor of Philadelphia, Bonnie Bowser, she's a former chief of staff in Fatah's congressional office in Philadelphia, Karen Nicholas, a former Fatah staffer who ran an education nonprofit Fatah founded, and lastly, Bob Brand, who founded a for-profit entity that Fatah has ties to. And the government maintains that Fatah orchestrated a series of schemes with this group that together they worked as this criminal enterprise in the name of political and personal gain. Fatah is charged with racketeering. He's also charged with bribery, wire fraud, bank fraud, and a whole host of other offenses. We're talking about 24 counts in all. More specifically, he's accused of misusing hundreds of thousands of dollars in charitable donations, grant money, and campaign contributions. That last piece, the campaign contributions, sits at the center of this case. The government alleges that Fatah took an illegal $1 million loan to his failed run for mayor, Philadelphia mayor, in 2007. This is the year that Mayor Nutter was ultimately elected. And then the accusations are that Fatah allegedly used the nonprofit led by Nicholas, Karen Nicholas, and the for-profit run by Brand, Bob Brand, to repay part of that $1 million loan.
So in the context of these extensive charges, did Fatah take the opportunity to interface with the press at all this morning?
So Fatah got to the courthouse, you know, a bit before 9 a.m., and he kind of just seemed like his regular self, which is to say, you know, pretty upbeat, pretty peppy. There's that trademark smile that you'll often see crawl across Fatah's mouth. And he did interface with the reporters for a little bit, sort of mostly thanking his legal team and his voters. And here's what he had to say.
I want to say thank you to the voters and the citizens who supported me.